Okay, registering to vote is done in multiple ways. They can register to vote through October 24th, just in the paper registration form format, which is a registration form requiring name, address, date of birth, either the driver's license number, non-operated ID number, or a last four of a social security number. They can put on that form if they were registered in another at another location, another address in another county or state. There's some information they need to read and affirm that they're a U.S. citizen, they live in the U.S., they live, are eligible to vote, are at least 17 years of age, and some of those things. And then they sign and date it. They can return that voter registration form in to us up to October 24th. After October 24th, they must conduct voter registration by the EDR process, Election Day Registration Process. And what that means is that they have to do that in person with proof of identity and proof of residence. Proof of identity can be the driver's license or non-operator ID or a passport. If the ID is current with the address in Plymouth County where they're registering, that can also serve as proof of residence. If it is not current, another form of proof of residence is required, such as a phone bill, utility bill, bank statement, paycheck, government-issued document, a lease, mortgage documents, anything that would show that they established residence at the address in which they're registering to vote.